Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila and Verity Baptist Church Pampanga, giving you some Merry Christmas motivation. And first of all, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to thank all of the listeners who tune in and listen to the sermons and live stream the sermons, donate to us, send us support, email us, who have visited us and things such as that. I want to wish all the people around the world that love the Lord and love God and are soul winners, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. But I also want to give you some motivation during this holiday season. During the Christmas season is a great, great time to preach the gospel to your lost loved ones. And it's one of the most difficult things for us, even as soul winners, because we can be the most bold people in the entire world to knock every door for hours and hours. We can be bold just approaching people in parks and preaching the gospel. But sometimes our own family, we kind of give up hope very easily. Understandably, when we go door to door, you know, we knock a door and we don't spend 2 hours there. We preach the gospel. If they don't want to hear, we give up. But with your family, these are people that you see all the time. You see them maybe a few times a year or once a year, depending on how close you are to your family. And in this video, I'm not suggesting you become best friends with your family and always hang out with them. But if you do see them on a semi-regular basis, whether it's just at holidays, then you should try to take the opportunity to preach the gospel to them. And so I just want to encourage you during this Christmas season to try to preach the gospel to your lost loved ones. Give it a shot. And even if they don't get saved, it's not a failure. At least you gave them a shot. And at least they heard the word of God, so maybe the gospel can be inside of them, the word of God can be inside of them, and hopefully it can start to be, you know, eventually be reaped one day where they would get saved. And maybe they'll shut you down, maybe they won't give you that chance, but try to at least give it a shot. You know, try to put out a few verses, especially if you've never tried before. Now, one thing I want to mention to you, because many of you out there probably have that motivation, but you're just not really afraid, or you're not really sure how to talk to your family. One thing I'd like you to do is just have the courage to do that. And so one thing I'd like you to do, if you watch this video and you say, Brother Stuckey, yeah, I need to preach the gospel to my family. I'm going to see him at Christmas or New Year's, but you know, I don't know if I have the motivation or ability. What I'd love for you to do is just send me a message or send me an email and say, you know, I'm planning to preach the gospel to so-and-so. Can you please pray for me? And what I promise you that I'll do is I will email you back and ask you, how did that conversation go? I remember that I did this before with a few close friends of mine. I messaged them and told them, hey, I'm going to be preaching the gospel to such and such person. And it was someone that I knew, someone that I was related to, someone I was close to, but I was afraid that I just wouldn't have the boldness. And I just remember the main reason why I ended up preaching the gospel to them is because I knew I had friends who were going to ask me, how did that conversation go? And that gave me the extra motivation because I didn't want to have to lie to my friends and say, hey, you know, I tried, but I failed. No, and so I actually gave it a shot and I was able to preach the gospel. You know, sadly, they did not get saved, but at least I gave it a shot. And so whether you email me and I'll follow up and ask you how it went, or maybe you have a close friend that maybe they're also going to be preaching the gospel to someone, you know, basically be partners in this regard in terms of the fact, you know, tell your friend, hey, I'll pray for you to try to preach the gospel to your family, and I'll ask you how it went, and can you do the same thing for me? And maybe that can give you this extra motivation during this Christmas season to preach the gospel. I do know of a few examples where that really kind of helped make the difference, where people had the boldness to preach the gospel to a family or to a friend, and a family member or friend, and they ended up getting saved. And so I just want to give you that motivation this Merry Christmas season, and I just also want to just wish you a Merry Christmas, and thank you for everyone who supported our ministry, who's prayed for us, who you know, keeps in touch with us, who's visited us, and you know, continue to pray for our ministry here, and thank you, and God bless.